Welcome to Energy Talks, a regular podcast series featuring expert discussions on power system testing, data management, cybersecurity, and important trends in the power industry. My name is Scott Williams from the podcast team at Omicron, and I will be your host. Hello, everyone. The newest generation of test sets developed, for example, by Omicron, represents a significant leap forward in safety for electrical testing environments because they include safety features that aren't just a technical upgrade, they are a response to the real-world risks faced by field engineers working with high-voltage systems. In this episode of Energy Talks, we will discuss safety in the field during electrical testing with Marcus Stenner. He is an experienced field engineer and managing director of Huber Gerbel, which is a member of the Omicron Group and a trusted provider of electrical power system services for over 25 years. Marcus will not only highlight the importance of safety preparation before arriving on site, including staff qualifications, risk assessments, and mandatory training, he will also explain how safety measures influence workflows and why they are advantageous to users when testing in the field. In addition, Marcus will describe the innovative safety features of the newest testing devices, like Omicron CMC 500 for protection testing, and share his practical use cases from the field and explain how each feature enhances safety and testing efficiency. Lastly, Marcus will emphasize how important customer feedback and field experience are for developing effective safety features in the next generation of testing devices. So without further delay, hi Marcus. Welcome back to Energy Talks.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great. I really appreciate you taking the time to be here with us. Marcus, could you please describe to our listeners what kind of services you offer at your company?
Yeah, at the Huber Gerbel, we provide different services. We are doing the diagnosis of power transformers and bushings through the whole life cycle and also for the disturbance recording. We perform patch discharge at medium voltage switchgears and power transformers. And my colleagues are really experts in all services around power quality measurements. We are providing commissioning tests of instrument transformers in regard of protection and measurement systems. Yeah, and we are also doing some trainings and consultings for the customers.
Very good. And you have a lot of experience in protection testing.
Yeah, I was a protection engineer for 20 years. And with the change of my role and the change to Gerbel, I've also to change my scope of work. But my heartbeat is still at the protection testing. So I appreciate to be involved in the protection testing projects.
Very good. And your company is based in Germany, is that correct?
Yeah, it's based in Germany. It's called Berlin. No one knows it, but it's close to Dortmund. And everyone knows the football club BVB.
Especially our listeners in Germany and maybe other nearby areas. Do you provide services to customers outside of this area or primarily within Germany?
Yeah, we're doing the tests in whole Germany, and sometimes we are going to the closer European countries, or we're also providing all our services also offshore. So we have the certificates doing it offshore for wind farms.
That's a huge area right now in all of Europe, especially in the German power grid. How is your company involved with Omicron?
We're 100% subsidiary of Omicron, so we're a member of the Omicron Group.
Okay, very good. In this episode, we talk about safety in the field. How is the topic safety relevant to you before and after you arrive at the testing site?
Therefore, it's quite interesting. It's increasing that our customers want to have more transparent processes, also in the pre-qualification phase. So we have to clarify what we're doing. We have to send the qualification of our staff. That means which trainings have we conducted. So, for example, first aid, manual handling of test equipment, offshore trainings, or site-specific safety trainings. We have to show them our safety workflows and the certificates that we know what we are doing and that we get the permission to work on the customer side. One big point is the risk assessment, what we have to do. Before we enter the substation, we need to identify the hazards which are going from the test equipment and from the device under test. So everything in the work area, we have to check and make sure that nothing is dangerous for us.
Does this affect your work and the efficiency of testing in any way?
Yeah, with safety comes some effort, but I would not say that is negative effect. Our customer takes it as serious as we do. We got positive feedback when we implement our workflows and or when we install, for example, our safety lamps. This makes a good feeling for the customer and also for us.
Very good. The newest generation of test sets have safety features that not only improve personal safety, but also improve these workflows you mentioned.
Yeah, when we developed the new test devices, especially the CMC 500, we implemented more safety features as before known with the old CMC devices or with the actual CMC devices. It's important that a workflow is implemented in the device and in the software for better handling. And it improves also the personal safety so that it is not possible to touch or to get an electrical shock during testing.
Interesting. Could you please share some of the benefits and tell us why you think it is an advantage in the field?
As I mentioned, customer takes safety very seriously, especially like the good visibility and initial emergency switch off button with the SSA2. The setup with the SSAM2 and CMC 500 looks very professional for the customers. As I know, for mobile systems, no competitor has these features. When it comes to safety features, visibility is not the only crucial factor. Clear concepts are also required, and this is what we offered in the software and in the workflows. The latest generation of safety features meet precisely these criteria. This is greatly appreciated by the customers and users in our industry. Personal safety is a top priority.
You mentioned the SAA2. Could you describe what that is? That is a safety feature that has been included previously with some of our testing devices. Could you describe how that is used?
Yeah, in the moment, the SAA2 is used with the CPC 100 and with the Testrano, for example. You can install in working area, which the lights are like a boundary of this safe area. We have some indications, red light and green light, and this means we have a status indication if we are injecting, if the system is safe, if there are some hazards which are outgoing from the test device. At each SSA2, there is an emergency switch off button, so it's easy to access at different points and not only directly at the test device.
Okay, so the SAA2 are essentially lamps with red and green lights that are placed around the testing area for a visual indication of something that may go wrong or if everything is working properly.
Yeah, you can place it around or you can place it at the entrances. If you have the doors closed, you can try to install the safety lamps in front of the doors so that no one enters the room accidentally when we're doing the high voltage test, for example.
Very good. And then you mentioned the CMC 500 from Omicron. Could you describe what this device does?
Yeah, the CMC 500 is mainly used for protection testing, meter testing, and all tests. What are you doing on the secondary side of the protection system? But I also use them sometimes for injecting the availability of high currents. I also use it for primary injection, for example.
Very good. Now, if we talk about safety features of the newest generation, could you describe what these new features are?
For example, there is a status light, which means I know if I'm in an active mode or if I'm in a safe mode. So there's an indication on the device and it switch over when I put it from safe is, for example, for when I want to change the wiring. In the past, it was recommended by our customers that we switch off the protected test set, and that we switched off also the auxiliary DC for the protection relays to make sure when I rechange the wiring or when I change the wiring that there's no electrical power on the system so that I couldn't be shocked by the system. And this was recommended by the customers in their workflow. And when I have to do it with the older versions of the CMC, I have to switch off the device via the main plug. So I switch it off completely. And there was a problem that I lost the connection between the PC and the test device. I have to restart this connection after restarting the device again, and that could be a little bit tricky. Now with the new system, I just put it onto safe with the CMC 500 and the safety button. I can put it to safe mode, That means when I want to do the rewiring, it's quite easy to do the rewiring because when it's in safe mode, the output is blocked. So I'm not able to inject via the software. I could not start the software because it's in the safe mode. And when it's in active mode, so I got the indication when I switched back to active, I see that I'm able to inject now and that it is not safe. You have a change in the lights. And with this active indication, everyone can see that we are ready to inject. When we're doing the injecting, we also see this active light. And what's quite new and quite good, and we know it before from the CPC 100, we have an indication if there are some inductances still in the system. When I do some tests at an inductance, it could be that the energy is stored in the device. So that means the CMC 500 is not injecting, but the system is still energized. And it needs to be discharged. And this will be done by the CMC itself. And if the system is going to a safe state, the active mode will be gone.
Okay. That was your description of the status light. What are the use cases where the operating mode button helps improve workflows?
Yeah, the status light is the same. So with the operating button, I have to do it actively, where I have to push the operating mode when I want to inject. That means I've not only the software where I have to play, I also have to use that operating mode button and switch from safety to active.
Okay, very good. How does this improve workflows?
Yeah, as I mentioned, the customers want the switch off the devices before, and there is no need to switch off. I just put it in another mode, safe or active mode. I don't lose the link or the interface from the CMC 500 to the PC.
Okay, so would you say that during a normal workflow that this or many of these safety features help reassure users that they're operating safely?
I think the visibility is much more higher than before. But again, if it's injecting and the operator is removing the wires, he can still be shocked, right? So it's the responsibility of the tester to follow the right workflow. We just can support this workflow with the operating mode, with the status lights, to make sure that everything is done during the test.
Very good. What is your experience with using the new interlock key?
Yeah, I knew the interlock key from the CPC 100. With the CMC 500, we have an interlock key and it's nearly the same. So for me, it's in the workflow. It's quite important. When I do the rewiring and when I leave the CMC 500 unattended, everyone can push that button and can start the injection via the software. So, but I'm in the field and I'm changing the wiring. And so I can be shocked. And to make sure that no one can play with my testing device or inject and shock me, I can take that interlock key with me, put it in my bag, and it's quite good to place. Safe link means I'm sure that no one will energize the system, which I'm changing.
Okay. Are there any additional safety features that you haven't mentioned?
No, again, this safety link is quite good to place. Safe link means I can add not only one SAA2, I can make a chain of SAA2 and be able to switch off the test from different locations when I'm not at the test set.
Okay, very good. Now, you've been a part of the development team of these new safety features, which you mentioned before. Could you share with us how you were involved?
Yeah, in that development team, there were a lot of people involved from different areas, from the hardware development, from the software development, and yeah, also from different regions who get a lot of experiences or ideas how safety is implemented in the different countries. I was involved because of my experience in the field and how to handle and what could be the obviously dangerous or hazard situations in the field.
Okay. Now that the new generation of safety features has been introduced, what do you consider to be the next steps?
I think now it's important that we work with the new safety features and improve the workflows and make them better. And we have to investigate what is recommended by the customer, what are the hazards again in the substations or in the area where we are doing the tests, and yeah, make it better.
Marcus, what do you see as developments in the industry that will have a strong impact on safety in the future?
Yeah, a strong impact will be that means we need to make sure that to get qualified people, which I can do the job, there is no hazard which is going from the test set and also from the substation itself or from the device under test. And the big point is we are working in an area where you know, people can die. And this is a worst case scenario, what we don't want to have.
Now, you have a lot of experience when it comes to safety during electrical testing. Do you have any tips for our listeners?
My personal point of view is when you're in a substation, first is never rush or try to avoid stress during the testing. I know time is critical in our job, but rushing is, of course, of the dangerous situation. So if you have a problem, please stop and think and clear your problems. And if everything is okay, then you can restart your work. It's not new, but another important thing to mention is please follow the 5 safety rules. When you follow these 5 safety rules, this is the first workflow you should follow.
Okay. Do you have it in your head? What are these 5 safety rules?
So when we're talking about 5 safety rules, you have to do the 5 steps before starting your work. And there's number 1 is switching off the system. Number 2 is locking against reclosure. Number 3 is check that the lines and equipment is dead. Number 4 is ground and short circuit the faces. And number 5 is to cover partition or screen of adjacent line sections.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for reminding us of those 5 safety rules. Could you follow up with another important point is that you need to know your equipment and its capabilities?
Yeah, and the last point what I want to mention is you need to know your equipment and its capabilities. If you work with a device you don't know or which you are not trained with, it's not safe. So please be aware what you can do with your device, how to install it in the field, and a training is very important to understand what you're doing with your device, with your test set.
Marcus, thank you very much for joining me in this episode of Energy Talks to share your knowledge and experiences with the innovative safety features in the latest generation of testing devices.
Thank you for asking me these questions. It was, again, a pleasure to be in the podcast.
Thank you, Marcus. And a big thank you to our audience for listening to this and other episodes of Energy Talks. We always welcome your questions and feedback. Please send us an email to podcast@omicronenergy.com. Omicron has several years of experience in power system testing, data management, and cybersecurity, and offers a matching solution for your application. For more information, visit our website at omicronenergy.com. Please join us for the next episode of Energy Talks. Goodbye for now, everyone.